In Charlottesville, after Charlottesville. Tonight they've hung up lights and lilts across 2nd and Water Street on the downtown mall. A Christmas choir singing O Holy Night. 24 people lined against the painted brick wall, its peeling curls. The wall Will knelt beside on one knee, face full of fear. A sidewalk of gum and toppled ice cream to ask if I could always call him mine. The same wall we crouched against in August, shielding our heads with our arms, our bags, our books, whatever brought along that might protect us from the rocks and spit they threw, their emptied tear gas canisters hurled by arms roaring with blood, their faces doing that angry Goya thing with the colors. My mother called hours after Heather breathed last, called to make sure our front door was locked, that I remembered tomorrow was a holy day of obligation, and if I didn't go to church, it would be a mortal sin. Her own version of danger. That time in August, flowers weren't blooming, but there was one frail rose on our rented front yard, and we could see it from the upstairs window. The rose, but also the gunmetal gray Dodge, plate GVF-1111, three houses down, abandoned and blood-caked from taking Heather's life and mowing over others. Full throttle forward, then revved into reverse, the steel front bumper severed, like two arms bent, palms up and sorry. A car to take a person places, not to take someone away. And at the window, Will became more beautiful to me, his fingers on the glass, all of them his. Now, sort of mine too. The driver ran into the woods to crouch and hide out like a squirrel. We walked our dog through those woods that morning, green and lush as if beauty's sole defense is to always just be beautiful. On that feast of the Assumption, Charlottesville opened their eyes as if a body punctured. Tiki torches on fire. Adult children playing with their father's guns. There is a sound a body makes when bounced off the hood of a car that no one should hear. Tonight, snow falls peacefully, and the choir sings, "Fall on your knees." And because we have nothing else to give, we do.